There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. Eight.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
The sacred fire of liberty is lit up between the holidays here. Jonathan, my friend, thank you for joining us.
Robert, my pleasure.
I know you could be just relaxing somewhere, but no, you're on the air. We're talking about some really important issues. I think we plan to have Cheryl Chumley from Washington Times join us a little later as well.
Well, I find your show relaxing, Robert.
Well, some people do say it's a cathartic experience to be able to communicate what we love to do out to the world at large. So I agree with you there. But I appreciate you so very much. And Merry Christmas and almost Happy New Year.
Well, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you, Robert, and all of yours.
Yes, and also want to give everybody a heads up. Those of you who love and appreciate Jonathan as I do, we're going to be switching it up in the new year. 2015, we're going to have Jonathan and the Sacred Fire of Liberty every Thursday evening or afternoon, depending on what time zone you're in. So the first hour of our Thursday broadcast for the new year is going to be the Sacred Fire of Liberty. So get your questions sent in to robertscottbell.com or call us live on the air at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. There are loads of things we can talk about. Somebody just tweeted a story out that got my attention, and I wanted your perspective on it, Jonathan, because we support a healthy, robust immune system. And that also means a healthy, robust immune system for our nation, one that is defensive in nature, one that, you know, really protects our interests and is constitutional. But what I find that when our men and women enter into the military, hopefully for the right reasons, that they're often then treated as lab rats in an experiment. And I don't know that they signed up for that, and particularly with the vaccines and the experimental vaccines that they evidently are not allowed to say no to, the anthrax vaccine. There's a story here about a retired Marine sergeant who's seeking answers. A Marine sergeant major seeking answers for his illness may be linked to the anthrax vaccine, which is an experimental vaccine. Is it possible that our military men and women can enter and serve without being experimented upon?
Well, there's a delicate balance here that has to be reached. Certainly, we don't want to have the military lose its ability to control our forces because we are too libertine in our allowance of freedom in the military. When you sign up for the military, you're obviously relinquishing those so much of your rights as is necessary to accomplish a military mission. But you're not giving up all of your rights. You give up your right to criticize publicly the chief executive, the president, mm-hmm. so as not to destroy esprit de corps in the military. You give up your right to dissent from having your body commanded into battle that may result in your death. Mm-hmm. So your liberty is constricted. But you don't give up your right to refuse to obey an illegal order, okay. And you don't give up your right to have autonomous control over your person such that unnecessary or abusive use of drugs or chemicals or vaccines upon your body is automatically allowed. No, you don't give up all of your rights. So as a result, if you are given a command, say, you know, the My Lai massacre situation, you're commanded into a village and told to kill every man, woman, and child in the village, regardless of the circumstance, you would be in your right to refuse to implement that order because it is clearly an abuse. It's beyond what is allowable in the under the rules of engagement, and even though your commanding officer is compelling you to do it, you would be in your right, certainly allowable, to dissent from obeying that order. Likewise, if you were ordered to accept a drug without knowing what it was, for example, you are assigned to attack. This happened in our history, where the CIA drugged members of the military with LSD without their knowledge to see how they would react, and several committed suicide, and many others had recurrent horrific hallucinations as a result of the experimentation done upon them. So these were illegal acts that were put upon people. When it comes to vaccines, in areas of contagion where they may place troops, there may be an argument to be made, a compelling argument to be made for vaccination in a limited context. Of course, you and I are skeptics of vaccination, but nonetheless, if you assume from a legal standpoint, when could the government compel you to be vaccinated? It would be in a circumstance in which there was a contagion present, and you wanted to ensure that the troops did not acquire it and come back to the United States. But in the case of an experimental vaccine, like the anthrax vaccine, we shouldn't use our troops as guinea pigs. And it is a gross abuse of power to force soldiers in the military to be vaccinated with the anthrax vaccine at a time when the anthrax vaccine is not understood to be safe and may result in serious consequences. What's even a greater abuse is having done that than to not take care of the poor soldiers who are victimized by the harms caused by the vaccine and to deny that there are any such consequences that flow from it. We owe it to our troops to protect them as much as possible.
Jonathan, if I may, that's been a big part of me. When I hear people say support the troops, of course, I understand the spirit of the concept, but we'll tend to go deeper and say, all right, what do we mean by that? For one, it also means not putting them into harm's way when it is not truly needed, you know, for unconstitutional reasons. But in turning their bodies into medical experiments, it's just so horrific to me. And, of course, I come at it, and you do, from a more holistic perspective, that we believe and perceive and have experienced in our life that there are other ways, perhaps better ways, safer ways, to prevent disease even being thrown into these arenas. But the Pentagon has thrown itself fully behind, or vice versa, the allopathic paradigm. It's become a religious belief. And I'm thinking, how do we separate our nation's military from an allopathic paradigm that is also an industrial complex, a little bit we were warned about within the medical realm? Is there a way to bring back holistic and integrative medicine to support our troops in recovery when they get back from the field of battle, much less when they go in prior to that? Where is the embracing of things that could be less harmful to them?
Well, you know, in many instances, specific groups in the military have embraced holistic means to help them achieve their objectives. So, for example, certain special ops groups inside the military and inside the intelligence community have relied upon holistic means to increase their alertness and length of time when they're awake without suffering fatigue, and their responsiveness to treatment, their strength of their immune system, etc., when they're placed into environments where every single effort must be undertaken to protect them from the potential for having to stay awake a million, you know, having to stay awake hour upon hour upon hour after normal sleep time, and to perform at a very high level. Well, when conventional medications, etc., simply don't work to provide a solution or provide less of a solution than alternatives, they've embraced alternatives. The military needs to be open-minded about these things. It's a multicultural environment. There are people from all over the country in all different walks of life in the military. That's one of our great strengths in the United States, to have a military that is heterogeneous and capable of having people from all walks of life. That's really a great strength. But we also ought to understand that the various forms of treatment that are successful ought to be available to troops, and they ought to be able to have a choice and be able to use them, and commanders in the field ought to be able to have the access to them to maximize the ability of soldiers to perform and to protect them as much as possible. So, you know, we owe it to them to find safe alternatives to unsafe medications, if any exist, to try, if we're going to engage in experimentation, to experiment with safe alternatives, to allow those who are in the military to have that choice. But when it comes to unsafe things, we should not be using our troops as guinea pigs. And in any event, everyone should be fully informed. And
right.
If you have a sound reason and a conscientious basis for not taking something, well, you can be taken out of the field of combat if that's deemed necessary. But you should be protected in the exercise of that choice, unless it's made after the fact. I mean, if you're not conscientious and communicating, you know, you say, oh, yeah, I'll go ahead and be vaccinated, then you're in the theater of war and you're asking to be extricated for special reasons because you don't want to be vaccinated. It's a little late for that.
Right. But I remember, listen, Jonathan, this is an interesting story. I don't think I've told this on the air. When I was in high school, you know, we weren't very wealthy, so I was thinking, how am I going to afford to go to college and things? So I thought, all right, I'll check out this. Yeah, I think the GI Bill or the things for college. So I explored the possibility of joining the armed forces. And, you know, I went in, of course, my mom is from Israel. Her mother emigrated from Lithuania, walked from Lithuania to what was then Palestine, became Israel. And I thought, okay, if I'm going to go there, I want to go to Israel because that's where my family was. And they said, no, you can't tell us what you want to do before you go in. I'm thinking, well, then I have to agree to whatever you want to do. And it didn't work out. Now, if I was to do that again today, it might be a little different. I would go in and say, listen, if you want me to serve and if I decide I want to serve in the armed forces, I do not want to be experimented on, and I would have to have in writing that you will not vaccinate me against my will. And I'm just wondering, can people enter into the military with that or do we have so many that they're like, no, then you're not in, we'll go to somebody else?
Well, it depends upon the need for your services. Let's say that you are an exceptional physician, or you're an exceptional scientist, or you're an exceptional engineer. I suspect if the military really needed you for some purpose, that they would be willing to abide by whatever reasonable conditions they thought that you were placing upon your service. But in the typical case where a person is essentially fungible, I hate to say that,
right.
there are many substitutes for you, I doubt very seriously that they would entertain any exceptions because it creates an administrative burden for them
that
they don't have to take.
Jonathan, that's an appropriate perspective, and I appreciate you bringing that up, because when we're up on a break. Oh, okay, we got to take a break here. But the idea is to make yourself valuable in some way, shape, or form. That is a life message, whether it be for the military or whatever you want to do. Make yourself so valuable that people are willing to work with you on your terms or closer to your terms. All right, stick around. We'll be right back.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Well, I truly enjoy and cherish the time that Jonathan Emord and I get together and get to chat about things that you don't often hear discussed. If you notice that we have links in the show notes to Christmas stories, you have the number 4 next to them this time. Is this the fourth year you've written stories about your family or your father?
It is, Robert. Every year around Christmas time, I write a column that is dedicated to the lessons I've learned from my father. And my father was an extraordinary human being and very, very strong man. He was a professional boxer and was in the military for 33 years and was truly one of the most extraordinary people I've ever encountered in my life. And so I give these little stories about events that took place that I observed as a child, and they're really remarkable, and they happen so frequently. He, you know, was a constant fount of good information, did things that were truly remarkable and left an enormous impression upon me, but also upon many, many other people. And it's just one of those people whose every day involved an action, even if it was simple, that was transformative for other people's lives, and did it just as a matter of course. Was really lived by a high standard for himself, and but was very compassionate, and was a real defender of the underdog. Helped so many people.
Well, we've got it linked up in the show notes. You'll see Christmas Stories 4 by Jonathan Emord. Click on it, read, and learn. I just loved, you know, the old boxing stories, because I took up boxing later in life. We've talked about it here, and appreciate the sport so much more than I had ever realized I would from participating in it. So, again, extraordinary stories from Jonathan Emord. And, of course, his books you can find linked up at emord.com. Including The Rise of Tyranny and a number of others. And there's even a picture of you in my book, Unlock the Power to Heal, that Ty Bollinger and I wrote together, and great appreciation for your efforts in standing our ground and regaining ground for our freedom to heal, freedom to know the things that we should have access to. without censorship, of course. You've written about that as well.
Well, thank you for that, Robert. And I think a lot of people, really, many, many people have commented on these Christmas Stories articles. That's why I keep doing them year after year. And I hope that the stories that I convey will enable people to experience a bit of a moment of contemplative pleasure where they realize that, gee, you know, things could be a lot worse for me. And look how well someone who lived a life that I can use as an example. I mean, he just really was remarkably different in his way of pleasing people through good works. And he was such a great example, Robert. Unusual. I've met a lot of people in my years of adulthood, and I just have never come across anyone quite as extraordinary as my own father.
Well, you speak of adulthood, I speak of maturity, and I think, you know, it lends itself when you learn these lessons and they're indelible. You're able to teach by example as well. And, of course, you know, I have a teenage son. He turned 15 yesterday, and we try to lead by example. And there are times, you know, you rebel as a teenager. It's pretty natural as you're trying to figure out your way in the world. But we come back to health and healing, and I say we've got a bunch of adults in the medical profession that are operating on an immature understanding of the immune system, like the idea that you can stimulate artificially at any cost to the rest of the body, including the immune system, an antibody, and that would be enough to protect you from disease, when we're finding more and more populations of fully vaccinated individuals succumbing to the very disease that the vaccines are supposed to prevent, including the flu, but also whooping cough.
Yep, there's a very primitive understanding still of the mechanisms of disease and the mechanisms within our body that help heal us. And it's that primitive understanding that leads us to choices that are unfortunately somewhat dumb because they lack a sound foundation, not because people are being lazy. It's just because the complexity of the human body and the way in which we heal ourselves is so great that it's really vastly beyond current understanding. There's a lot of guesswork that goes on in medicine. Medicine is an art. It is not a science. And science feeds into it. But frankly, much of what is done based on the healing arts. And a good doctor is one who appreciates the limitations and who's willing to try whatever is helpful in reaching an individual's good health goals. But we've bureaucratized medicine so much that conventional medicine is often just pill pushing, and it's most unfortunate, and that's why a lot of people just don't get well.
Well, they've suppressed the innovation via a monopoly. Of course, there's no innovation in monopoly. It's about strengthening an economic, stranglehold on the population, which is not what we're about. We're about freedom. And your freedom to choose whatever doctor you want. Could be medical. That's okay. We're cool with that. All right. We're going to be joined by Cheryl Chumley from the Washington Times. We'll talk about some of the news stories that have been happening over the holidays, including Korea and internet blockages and other stuff. Stick around.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Away today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Away. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We
all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the greatest show on earth!
Robert Scott Belson.
Alive!
The masked man who outsmarted you and your gang is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled. You want answers?
I want the truth!
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
Feeling very alive today. Thank you very much. Thanks to my good friend Jonathan Ebord, the FDA Dragon Slayer. You can find out more about him. We have him linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, ebord.com, all his wonderful books also. joined by our friend from the Washington Times, Cheryl Chumley, this segment as well. Jonathan, how did you get her to, you know, on the holiday? She's joining us. How did that happen?
Well, I just asked with Cheryl. She's just tireless. She's willing to get the word out, even if it is a holiday. She's a hard worker, and I appreciate her being on here, particularly during the holidays. But Cheryl's a great one. She's a regular with us, Robert, and we really have a lot to thank for her for. And it's part of our gift from the holidays, frankly, Robert, that she's so willing to help us get the word out about problems with this country. And
yeah.
We get so much misinformation from the regular news and from different sources. It's nice to have someone who cuts through all that, and Cheryl's well-positioned at the Washington Times to do it, and she's not afraid. I mean, this woman is willing to sacrifice and did even sacrifice her career to tell the truth. And so, you know, you've got about the best. We've got about the best in Cheryl.
Cheryl, is there any news? I mean, it's the holidays. Everybody's going to sleep. There's got to be something to talk about, right?
Yeah, a little bit going on in Afghanistan. And thank you very much for that for that nice lead up. I appreciate it. It's always an honor to be on your show, and always an honor, of course, to speak with Jonathan again. But Afghanistan, of course, is going to be the big news of next week. At least that's my prediction.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Evidently, the drawdown, is it complete now? We pulled out active, let's say, armed forces. What is the actual thing that's going on?
Yeah, actually, the ceremony was today where we officially exited Afghanistan as far as our combat war situation goes. We're still leaving about 5,500 U.S. troops in there.
Okay.
There's some troops from other nations that are going to stay there also, but we compose the bulk of the presence there. And it's mostly a non-combat situation. We're going to be doing training and just keep a show of force in the region.
You know, Robert, I have a contact who's a very prominent colonel inside the Air Force who is in the theater there, and he just quietly told us that many people in the top brass there, in the rank and file, are highly critical of this administration for basically leaving them out there to be sitting ducks. He said that the way this whole thing has been handled, the reduction in force over there being telegraphed to the enemy for years, and that we would be getting out by this date, has put them in a very precarious position where the enemy understands the troop levels, understands where they're located, understands their limitations, and is taking advantage of it, and where they're also given a huge incentive to begin a series of offensives to essentially regain and reestablish the Taliban's control, and it is a disaster. But largely because of strategic ineptitude on the part of this president and his unwillingness to follow the lead of military commanders who did not want this kind of a clear split to be telegraphed to the enemy and a timetable to be established that would enable the enemy to take advantage of the withdrawal to our disadvantage and to the disadvantage of our allies over there.
Well, we talk about maturity today, you and I, and Cheryl now involved in the discussion. Where's the maturity in our foreign policy to learn from mistakes of the past and actually apply what we have learned for greater success? I mean, I'm not seeing a lot of evidence of that, are you?
No, actually, you know, we can look at what's going on with the ISIS, ISIL, however you want to term it, right now in Iraq and Syria, and we can see how U.S. drawdowns have only exasperated the problems over there. Most people who follow military engagements say that the same is going to now happen in Afghanistan, and just yesterday, one of the Taliban chiefs came out and vowed that once the U.S. troops are gone, they're going to continue their insurgencies and attacks on the remaining U.S. troops and the Afghan soldiers until no foreign troops remain in their nation and an Islamist state has been established. So it doesn't get any clearer than that, and to pull out now just defies logic and the reality of what's going on in that region of the world.
Although the counterpoint of a John McCain foreign policy would be never to leave any theater of war ever. And so how do you find that, you know, that balance down to, you know, the Ron Paul kind of perspective on this, that maybe we've created some of the problem by creating the vacuums and overturning things? It's a struggle that I have all the time trying to figure out what's the best thing to do here.
Well, you know, Robert, we have the ability to remain in the theater and not be an army of occupation and to ferret out and destroy those elements that are against our interests. And we instead have made the mistake from the Bush administration forward of engaging in this concept of nation building where we somehow think that we can transform the indigenous populations from theocracies into Jeffersonian democracies and can somehow get them to have Western-style militaries. And we should forget that and really focus our attention not on determining what their country will be structured like, but by making it with laser-like precision clear that we simply will not tolerate terrorism or the breeding of terrorists or armies that will expand beyond the borders of the country and invade other countries and expand this notion of some sort of a global Islamist state that is based on a 14th century concept of what's appropriate for life in the world. And so we should be very clear that our interests are defined in that way. And if they want to internally create an Islamist state, well, that's unfortunate, but that's their choice. If they want to breed terrorism, they want to expand beyond their borders, and they want to threaten our interests, and they want to kill Americans, well, then we should annihilate them. And if we had that kind of precision in our foreign policy, it would be much clearer. American forces would understand their role much clearer. It wouldn't have to be armies of occupation. We would interdict these problems, and we would use overwhelming force to destroy our enemies, and it would be a better world because of it. But instead, we still have this unfortunate thing, which never could have worked, and is going to leave us with a legacy of failure, of the idea that we created Jeffersonian democracy. And then when we're leaving now, I mean, as Cheryl just pointed out, the enemy's convinced that it will regain the upper hand by establishing an Islamist state. Well, they probably will.
Yeah, but acknowledge it has been a bipartisan disaster, as we've seen the administrations on both sides screw up and not learn from history.
The message to everyone, terrorist and non-terrorist alike in those countries, should be the same. You threaten American life, you kill Americans, you threaten our economic interests anywhere in the world, and you are an enemy of the United States, and we will destroy you. If, however, you are open to free trade, you are open to cordial relations with your neighbors and with us, we won't kill you. And we will have free trade and you will benefit from it. But it's a simple proposition. And the same thing is true with even Cuba. I mean, the idea of the relationship that they're trying to develop with Cuba is kind of stupid the way they've done this. But instead, what they should have done is said to Cuba, this is simple. This is a simple proposition. You can have your communist regime in Cuba. We don't like it, but you can have it.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to individual liberty and free trade, we will only have dealings with you if you open the marketplace to free trade. And in addition, you avoid any use of your property or your resources to advance international ambition against the United States in any way. Terrorism, platform for Soviet ambitions in this hemisphere, whatever. And if they did that, then the answer is swift. We will obliterate you. And if you don't, you can live.
Yeah. Cheryl, is there any kind of common sense like that, like Jonathan speaking, in the new Republicans that have come in?
Yeah, well, you know, we have some good advice. Way back, George Washington advised us to avoid entangling international alliances. And I think that's always what we should keep in mind when we deal with any type of foreign affairs. But the problem with this administration is Obama telecast to the world, even before he took office, a new world order type situation where he was going to embrace these Middle Eastern nations that only wanted to do harm to America. So he laid the groundwork. And what's happened is we've been suffering under that attitude since. His whole foreign affairs policy has been more a whack-a-mole type of deal, where when something springs up and he's finally compelled to deal with it, he may take action. But he's usually trying to go the diplomatic route, and that puts America in danger. So now what you have happening in Afghanistan is just another arm of Obama's weak foreign policies, where he's pulling troops out in an untimely manner, leaving those that we've tried to train to protect themselves in a vulnerable situation at a time where ISIS is spreading its terrorism throughout the region and vowing to do the same throughout the world. So our best bet, honestly, right now is wait until Obama gets out of office and the incoming candidates need to campaign in the coming months on a strong foreign affairs platform to set the world on alert that the incoming administration isn't going to play the same game that Obama has.
Well, it's something I'd like to see. Again, we talked, the theme, if there is one, is the maturity. It's like being mature about this and really talking about and discussing and learning from history so that we don't make the same stupid mistakes over again, no matter what party is in office. And I think that's what I'm hearing the message from both of you is I would expect. The question is it an unrealistic expectation?
No, look what happened when Reagan took office the very first day after, you know, over a year of a hostage situation that Carter couldn't deal with. The day Obama was sworn in, the hostages were released. Why? Because they didn't think that Reagan was going to sit there and go the diplomatic route. They feared what Reagan would do. So sometimes just putting on a show of force will calm the world's terrorists, and it will bring about a peaceful situation, and we don't even have to, you know, take up arms.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. You know, in weakness is not necessarily the best route to go because people will take advantage of that, too. We've seen that. That's human behavior. Learn. Grow up. Mature. That's what we're doing here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Jonathan Emord, Sacred Fire of Liberty, and Cheryl Chumley from Washington Times and more. Check it out. Links are up in the show notes. We'll be back to wrap up our in-between the holiday session. That's what we're doing. Almost Happy New Year. We'll talk to you in a minute.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have the dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate, yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods, or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods. And receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the freeze-dry guy. Plus long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the freeze-dry guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the freeze-dry guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
I like to say we make sense out of medical propaganda here, but with my friend Jonathan Emord and Cheryl Chumley from the Washington Times, we can make sense out of a lot of different forms of propaganda coming from all areas. And one of the big stories over the holidays has been the supposed hack of Sony. Was it North Korea? Did they not want the interview aired? What's really going on with that third world regime with some high-tech weapons or semi-high-tech weapons?
Yes, Robert, it's pretty clear that Korea was involved with, perhaps even China as well, with the hacking of the communication by the Sony executives. But I don't know, maybe Cheryl can enlighten us as to whether or not there's some indication as to whether the United States actually caused the internet outage in Korea and whether Korea actually was responsible for the hack attacks on Sony, PlayStation, etc. It's hard to understand who's to blame here, I think.
Right.
Right. Well, the FBI has come out and said that North Korea did, in fact, hack Sony Pictures. Whether you believe that or not, that's a different issue. There are certainly other theories floating around, and there's enough there to generate some suspicion. But as for America turning around and disrupting North Korea's internet and mobile communications, America officially has denied that. It's happened twice so far in the last few days. North Korea had a disruption in their internet service and actually got it back online, and then shortly after threatening America, just a few hours later, North Korea suffered another internet and mobile communications outage, and again they've turned around and blamed America. America officially denies it, but at the same time, tip for tat. If America's being hacked by North Korea, in my mind, that would be a good response for America to do to North Korea. Either way, North Korea did suffer a big outage with their internet.
And it could have been the regime doing it in itself as a justification for more rhetoric against the United States. We have no way of knowing. But I think that the big picture issue is Kim Jong-un, and are we going to tolerate this little dictator in his threats and his cajolery against the United States? I think the short answer is we don't care what he says, but what he does when he occasionally takes actions, like the disruption perhaps of the Sony, the hacking of Sony, and when he fires missiles into the sea and kills people and South Koreans, and lobs bombs occasionally into South Korea, or otherwise does things that are actually destructive, or when they support international terrorism, or when they provide weapon systems to enemies of the United States. Those actions need to be responded to. This administration ignores them largely. But we should use those specific actions to justify direct and profound action against North Korea that punishes Kim Jong-un and destabilizes his regime. And that should be our objective, because he's a real threat. I mean, this man is sponsoring international terrorism. He is supporting a black market that is destructive of the United States. He is taking direct actions against his neighbors, South Korean neighbors. And when he does it, and when we have evidence of it, we should be quick to respond, not with great fanfare, but with actions that have a devastating impact upon him, and make clear that you do anything that threatens our interests, and we will respond many-fold against you in a way that you will find difficult to overcome. If we weren't responsible for disrupting his internet, causing internet outage in North Korea, perhaps we should do that, or perhaps we should fry his infrastructure with a electromagnetic pulse weapon. Something ought to be done to make clear. And when it comes to allowing them to continue to develop a nuclear arsenal, I mean, we shouldn't be sitting by idly allowing that to happen, or going to the negotiating table with these people who don't negotiate based on honesty, integrity, or anything you can trust. Why do it? Just punish them.
Well, who benefits, of course, and you got to say, the other theories that there's Russian involvement as far as the hacking. It's like on geopolitics scale, there are so many players, so many layers, that it is hard to definitively say, oh, this is for sure what happened. It's a mess out there. And, of course, we know the economics at play partly because, well, we don't even have time to get into the economics here in this regard, but there's a whole host of things happening on a global scale with the price of oil dropping, the economic attacks on Russia and their collapse maybe because of this with Putin. So we'll have to do that in the new year, guys.
Thanks.
Cheryl
All right,
Chumley.
Robert.
Thank you,
Happy
Jonathan.
New Year.
Happy New Year, Jonathan. Thank you, Cheryl Chumley, Washington Times, all linked up in the show notes at robertscadbell.com. We'll see you on the other side of the new year and look forward to it, bringing the power to heal back where it belongs with you, because the power to heal is yours. That's what we say, and it's the truth.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.